Welcome back to these 5 minutes on the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5. I'm so thrilled that you have taken the time to invite me into your space, whether you're listening from your automobile or from the comforts of your own home. I'm just glad you're tuning in. For the last long while, we've been speaking from the book of Galatians. I'm enjoying it. I hope you are too. Yesterday we got down to verse 12 where Paul said, I would that they were even cut off which trouble you. Paul is saying, I just wish those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision could be cut off. And in verse 13, Paul says, brothers, you have been called into liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Paul wanted them to know, and know it well, that they had been called to live in freedom. And then he says, brothers and sisters, don't use this freedom to satisfy your carnal nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. Being free from the law, you are free to love. You are free to serve. For the whole law, he says, can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Then Paul says in verse 15, if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you continue to biting and devouring one another, you better watch out, because you will destroy one another. I've always said that we're free to pick our friends. Everybody needs that option to pick the friends that he wants to associate with. But let us be careful and never try to pick them to death. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This reminds me of another thing that Paul preached. He said, make no provisions to satisfy the lust of the flesh. So I say to you, Paul says, let the Holy Spirit guide you, guide your life, guide your everyday doings, guide your thought process. Then you won't be doing what your natural body craves. So again, I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These two are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. For the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seduction, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But on the other hand, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.